We're joined on the line now by Terry Pratchett, author of the new book, The Last Continent, in the Discworld series. Now, Terry, you've covered a lot of bases with this book, but it's not actually a novel about Australia, is it really?
Oh, yes, I would hesitate to suggest that it's got anything whatsoever to do with Australia. It's just a large red continent to be found on Discworld. So any resemblances to the continent that I'm phoning you from right now must be purely coincidental.
The fact that it's got a lot of beer and Mardi Gras and opera houses is not to be taken seriously in it, then?
Well, I mean, there's nothing particularly Australian about beer and Mardi Gras and opera houses. I think people can read into it whatever they want.
Now, you've been writing for an awfully long time. You started off as a journalist, is that right?
Yes, I started off as a journalist in my first job when I was 17, and I was a journalist right up until about 1987, when I left because the Discworld books were becoming so popular.
I read somewhere along the line that you were a press officer for a couple of nuclear power stations.
Oh, yes, but I think that counts as journalism. Yes, I did that for 8 years.
And wasn't that about the time of Three Mile Island?
It was just after Three Mile Island, in fact. When I took the job as press officer, I thought being a press officer was, you know, just swanning around drinking gin and tonic all day, which as a journalist would naturally appeal to me. Then unfortunately Three Mile Island happened, and suddenly everyone wanted to know about nuclear power, particularly about ways of stopping it, I ought to add. And I was actually fielding all the calls. It was 8 very interesting years.
Terry, on average, how long does it take to write a Discworld novel?
It's anything up to 6 months, I would say. There's always a few signing tours and other things that I have to do in the middle of it, but about 2 a year, I think.
A couple of your books have just been turned into videos, Soul Music and Weird Sisters. What do you think of those?
I think they're pretty good. I mean, you always lose something when a book is put onto the screen, but if you're lucky, you gain things as well, and I was particularly pleased with Soul Music because you actually did have the genuine musical dimension that could be added. So, you know, given the kind of budget that the animators had to work with, I think they did a very good job, and they were particularly good at getting skilled and well-known actors and actresses to play the voices of the characters. Now, I was very well pleased, and we're going to do some more.
And which ones are you looking at doing?
Well, I'd like to do all of them, but a recent book called Hogfather is currently being scripted.
There's a lot of talk on the net at the moment about turning one of your books, Mort, into a live-action film. Do you think that's feasible?
Well, we got very close to it quite recently with an American film company, and the script work had been done, and lots of pre-production work had been done. And then, as always happens with Hollywood, and I have to be careful here, I do know the distinction. There is America, and there is Hollywood. They are different places. People in Hollywood started saying things like, we must make this book relevant to the American teenager. And I thought, why? You know, he's dumb and he's got his hat on backwards and can't find trousers that fit. You know, why do you have to dumb the movie down so that some kid in a mall in Iowa can actually understand it without having to use their brain? So I think since we still have some control over the movie, I don't actually think it's going to be made in America. I'm not all that certain it's going to be made in Europe either.
We're going to take a short break from Terry Pratchett now to bring you a piece of music. Here's The Tampera featuring Maya with the blunt edit of Can You Feel It?